It's 30 degrees in Brantford, 26 in Hamilton, 28 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. The heat warning remains in effect. The Canadian dollar today trading at 72.60 cents U.S. TSX today up 146 points. I'm Brian Sylvester. Air Canada flight attendants have declined an arbitration proposal. A letter dated Monday and shared online by the union says the airline proposed going the arbitration route to secure a new contract, which would suspend the union's right to strike in the meantime. If flight attendants give a notice to strike by tonight, a walkout would begin on Saturday. Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has joined some two dozen foreign ministers from Europe, Asia, and Australia in signing a statement on the situation in the Gaza Strip. The statement says the humanitarian suffering in the territory is at, quote, unimaginable levels, as Israel denies widespread claims of starvation in Gaza. Israel has strict controls in place on what aid enters Gaza and how food distribution is carried out. Today's statement comes after Ottawa condemned the Israeli military's killing of an Al Jazeera journalist while rejecting Israel's claim that he led a cell of Hamas militants. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he plans to urge Prime Minister Mark Carney to lower taxes in order to stimulate the economy at their next meeting. Ford says he'll have a heart-to-heart with Carney, adding he's doing a good job. He says Canada needs to do what it can to create an environment that will attract businesses and encourage growth in the face of U.S. tariffs. Ford says it's not the first time he's called for measures to lower both personal and corporate taxes. Brantford police have arrested a 40-year-old man after seizing cocaine with a street value of more than $5 million, the largest seizure of the drug by the force. Police said following a report of a suspicious vehicle on the property of a local business on August 2nd, they executed search warrants the next day at several locations. More than 150 kilograms of cocaine with an estimated street value of $5 million was found in a vehicle and seized by police. Officials have asked residents near the capital of Newfoundland and Labrador to evacuate as a wildfire burns nearby. The provincial government says people living in parts of the Paradise suburb must leave immediately. Paradise is part of the St. John's metropolitan area and home to about 23,000 people. The Toronto Blue Jays open a three-game set against the visiting Chicago Cubs tonight. The Jays are 4.5 games up on the Boston Red Sox in the AL East. Light 92 weather, we have a heat warning in effect. This afternoon and this evening, the chance of showers. The risk of thunderstorms developing, the overnight low 22. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, the chance of showers. Risk of a thunderstorm, the high 29 with a humidex of 34. Thursday, sunny and a high of 30. Right now in Brantford, it's 30 degrees. It is 26 in Hamilton. It's 28 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Centre, I'm Brian Sylvester.